N4, EJY Mobile.
For EJY, N4, ZLK Mobile. Good evening, Elisha.
Hey, good evening. You're going to have to remind me your name one more time.
Here, sorry, I didn't tell you. Yeah, it might take you a few times. That's all right.
There's a couple of y'all that start to sound similar. I haven't quite noticed, gotten all the intricacies of your voices yet, but I'll remember that.
Yeah, how when you first get on a repeater, some people sound similar, and then later on, you know, years later, you think, how in the world did I ever confuse them? That's all right.
Hold on, give me one second here. I'm trying to navigate. There's a big wreck over here on Highway 80.
A few minutes, N4ZLK Mobile.
Okay, 4EJY. All right, I'm back. That was pretty bad. That was a four-car wreck over here on Highway 80.
It's all right. I hate to see those things, but it's not a night goes by I don't see something. Now let me ask you something. Are you in the construction business? Do I understand that correctly?
I am. I own my own. Sorry, tongue tie there. I own my own business.
You do commercial, residential, a little of both?
Purely residential work. I wouldn't mind getting into some commercial work. It's just never come up for me to do that yet, but I'm enjoying just doing the residential stuff. It's fine too.
The model, repair, new construction.
I have a handyman business, so I do mostly like general home repairs, a lot of deck maintenance, deck replacements, painting, interior and exterior, stuff like that. I do a lot of custom woodworking stuff too, and then like trim carpentry, crown mold, baseboard, doors, stuff like that.
That's a good business. I used to work on a framing crew years ago, and we did a little bit of everything, mostly framing, a lot of vinyl siding, some trim work. I love putting houses up. It was neat to see from start to finish. You know, some days you wouldn't feel like you got anything done, and then other days when the walls would go up, you feel like you made a lot of progress. That's pretty cool. I thought at one time I'd like to be in that business, but it just never worked out. And now I do what I do here, so that's a good business.
I switched frequencies by accident. Yeah, I enjoy working for myself. I used to work for a custom home builder on Lake Kiwi for several years. And we did, the crew I was on, we did all aspects of the house building and maintenance and repairs. We didn't really do framing unless they just royally messed something up and we had to go in and fix some stuff, but we did a little bit of everything, which I enjoyed, but I just didn't like the company I was working for.
There's a lot of them out there. Anyway, I'm glad you're able to move out on your own. That can be good. It can take a while. I mean, you know, it's hard work, obviously, but especially trying to find the work, but if you stick at it and if you do a good job, your reputation will precede you.
Definitely been blessed so far. I've been out on my own for 2 years, and I had a pretty good client base, you know, doing jobs on the side, and my dad was a carpenter, so grew up doing it with him and picked up some of his old clients after he retired, so I was very well set off when I decided to quit my other job.
From your dad. That's awesome. And I'm sure it was a little nerve-wracking taking that first step. But anyway, well, very good, Elisha. I hope you had a good day. I hope you have a great weekend, but I'm about destinated. I'm pulling off the interstate here and got to move, make some turns here. So I'll let you go. Say hello to Daniel if you talk to him, and have a good weekend. N4ZLK, I'll be clear on your final.
Good hearing from you, Shane. Pleasure talking with you. And safe driving out there. And I will tell Daniel you said hello. I actually just got off the phone with him a few minutes ago, so I'll relay your message. But, all right, appreciate it. Take care. And hopefully we'll talk soon. KI4EJY. I'll be clear.